Then finally for today, an update on the research program. Peter.
So agenda paper 8 is an update on what's happened in the research program since the last update you had. And I only really want to highlight one point, which is the pipeline projects and pipeline projects moving to active projects. So this month, the extractive activities and pension benefits that depend on asset returns have become active, and we'll be listing them on the work plan as active after this meeting. The other three projects that you mentioned earlier in the year as ones that we would aim to start work on this year, we will be starting those up in the next 2-3 months, and at that stage we'll list them as active on the work plan. Otherwise, there were no particular points I wanted to make. Does anybody have any comments or questions?
Tomorrow we are going to discuss primary financial statement project. Mm-hmm. Then in that papers, we are discussing the possibility of change some requirement on in the IS 12. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fine. But is there any possibility to taking into consideration that we may require, we may make a small change to IS 12, then it should be done with the PIR of IS 12 together? Or do you do it completely separately?
You're thinking of IFRS 12, I think.
IFRS 12.
So IFRS.
We haven't started up. In fact, we haven't got into planning yet for the PIRs of IFRS 10, 11, and 12. So consolidations, joint ventures, and the disclosures about other subsidiaries or other entities. So that's something we'd need to think about as we start up that PIR planning.
Okay. Any other questions? No. Okay. That brings us to the end of our meeting today.